Hello and welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet dreams a reality stitch by stitch and show you how you can create a successful and profitable business using your crochet, keeping a flexible lifestyle so you don't have to sacrifice too much time with your family. When it comes to promoting our crochet, we're always looking for the secret to making us stand out, to making more sales, to getting more eyes on our business. We want as many people to see our crochet as possible, and it often feels like you're facing this uphill struggle. Everyone else is doing better than you, and there must be some secret to this marketing business that you're missing. But really, marketing is simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. We make it complicated because we feel if we make it complicated, then there's some secret we haven't discovered. But actually, it's really simple. And we don't like admitting that because it means that we're not doing the simple thing. But it's simply getting visible. Posting on social media as much as possible. Sending out newsletters every week. Going where your audience are in Facebook groups. Or using the hashtags they're following on Instagram, creating reels or TikTok videos, or posting on Pinterest regularly. You can make any platform work for you. You've just got to be consistently posting. And consistently simply means doing the same thing day after day after day. And that sounds boring, doesn't it? And this is where a lot of crocheters fall down. Because doing the same thing day in, day out is boring and feels like work, and we don't want to have a 9-to-5 job, we want the freedom to just crochet and make money from it, we often don't do it. Hands up, me included. Promotion is easy. You just do the work. Easier said than done, I know, but it is that simple. It's about being visible and getting yourself and your crochet seen, which means you've got to do that work, the boring work, the admin work that so many of us prefer to avoid. But you can't. If you want your crochet to be seen, you've got to make it visible. And there is no getting around that. So what does this mean in practice? Well, it's really easy to think that means being absolutely everywhere. Having an account on Facebook, on Instagram, Pinterest, X, TikTok, do them all. But actually, that's the wrong approach. Because don't forget, most people are not on every platform. Most people have a favourite social media platform and will spend most of the time there. They may check in on other ones, but really they tend to favour one overall. And that means if you are everywhere, you are trying to attract every audience. You're trying to get to see too many people. And because you only have so much time, because chances are it's just you in this business, only you doing the promotion, there's only so much time that you have to do that posting. There's only so much time you have to spend in getting content out there. And every platform has its own requirements. You can't be everywhere, not effectively. You need to get visible to the people you're talking to. And just one post here and there isn't going to cut it. Really, with how busy social media is now, you need several posts a day. So unless you have a marketing team behind you, you cannot be everywhere. You can only be one place. So choose your platform and just post in that one place. Because you can make your crochet business a success no matter which platform you're on. You've just got to make the most of it. You've got to be really, really visible on that one platform. There are plenty of people looking for crochet on Facebook. There are plenty of people looking for your crochet on Instagram, on Pinterest, everywhere. Okay, wherever it is, just choose one platform, but use it really, really well. Use all the features. Use text posts, picture posts, use videos. Get to know how to use that platform effectively and what they need. But don't forget, social media means being social. You have to go and interact with other accounts and other people. That's why I love Pinterest, because you don't need to be social on that. That's all about having good-looking pins that say what they mean, and they use SEO to get you found in searches. I don't do the social game. It's just not for me. You can make social media work, but you've got to spend the time and be social. If you're the more introverted type, then I highly recommend Pinterest. It's been fantastic for me, and you don't have the social aspect going on. And of course, if you love making videos, TikTok or Instagram with Reels, they are fabulous. There is a way to do this for everyone. You can sell your crochet just by email marketing, but you have to be consistent in sending those emails out. You can do whichever way you choose, but you've got to do the work, and you've got to do it consistently, and you've got to do it often, because unless you are seen, no one knows you exist. Unless you are seen, then your current audience don't know what you're selling, because not every single person who follows your account is going to see everything that you send out. They're not going to see every post, they're not going to see every video, they're not going to see every pin, they're not going to see every newsletter. You have to produce a ton of content, a ton of promotion to get yourself visible, for people to see you enough to be comfortable to buy from you. Because people are not going to buy from you because they've seen you once. They're going to buy because they've seen you several times and have got used to the idea of who you are and what you are offering. So they've got to see you often. And that's going to feel salesy. You're going to get sick of yourself. But that's what promotion is. That's what marketing is. That's how it works. You only get stuck in people's minds when you get yourself visible and get yourself seen often. So you need good pictures of your crochet. In today's world, video is a big advantage. You don't have to have your face on there if you don't want to. You can just have videos of your crochet. And a video can be as simple as just having a slideshow of several photos. So you don't even need to make an actual video to have video content. There are all kinds of ways around it. But social media means that you need to have people engaging with you. You need to have people commenting on your posts. And that way you get seen more and you keep the algorithm happy and you keep going. To get seen on Pinterest, you need to be creating pins. Minimum of 5 per day going out for people to get see your crochet in their feeds. And Pinterest has the advantage of the people who shop on Pinterest are looking for things that are different. They don't want the mass-produced stuff that you see on the high street. They want something more exclusive. They want something different. They want something a bit more quirky. It's a great place to sell crochet, but you've got to be creating those pins and having a place to send them to. Same with newsletters. There is no point deciding to do email marketing if you're not growing your list. How are you getting people to subscribe to your newsletter list? And then you've got to regularly send out those newsletters with really good pictures of your crochet and letting them know what's so fabulous about it. You have to scream and shout. You have to be so visible that you get sick of yourself. It's the really big accounts, they are posting several times a day on their accounts. You know, the big multinational corporations, they have really, really well-known names, and yet you still see them advertising. McDonald's, Coca-Cola, Cadbury's Chocolate, they are all advertising. Everyone knows who they are. Everyone knows them when you see them, and yet they still have ads on TV. They have ads on the radio. They have ads on the side of buses, on billboards, and, of course, social media on every platform. It does not matter how big your name is. You still need to advertise for people to see you and know and keep in mind. Big multinational corporations who everyone knows the name of still do this, and that's why it's so important. If they need to do it when everyone knows their name, then you absolutely have to do it when nobody knows your name. Do not underestimate the power of posting regularly, of creating new content, of getting seen. Because that's the only way your crochet gets visible. It's the only way you make those sales. So yes, by the end of it, you're probably going to be sick of yourself. You're probably going to be, fearing people will turn away because you're being so salesy. But you're a business, and people expect businesses to promote what they sell. Because if you don't promote what you sell, how are you going to make those sales? And if you don't make sales, then you're not a business. So don't be afraid of getting yourself out there. Yes, it is the admin work, it's the tough work that it feels really boring. It can really eat away at our psyche, thinking we're being too salesy. Everyone's going to think I'm being too big by boots. People are going to be sick of seeing me and not want to see my crochet. But not everyone will see everything you post. They will probably only see a small fraction of it. So you will see you, but most of your audience will not. The secret to marketing is simply being as visible as possible. And that means putting in the work and getting yourself seen several times a day, but just stick to one account on social media because anything else and you're spreading yourself too thin. Different people are on different platforms. Most people have a favorite platform and stick to that, and that platform is where you should promote. You can make any platform a success as long as you put the work into it and consistently post and use all the features so that you can get seen as often as possible. So, thank you for listening. And don't forget that we're now on Substack. And you can find us at Crochet Business School over on Substack for daily tips being posted there. So, it's free to subscribe, and the tips are going out daily. So, thank you for listening, and I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now. Thank you.